Why don't we call this meeting to order?
7 o'clock, February 16th. I'll take a quick roll. Commissioner Prestis, Commissioner Popowitz, Commissioner Raina Ogden, Chairman Zarowski.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Pritz.
Here.
Commissioner Franek.
Here.
We have a quorum. I think the only public testimony is in regards to 7800 Augusta, so right after we get through the minutes,
sure.
Can address that then.
Does anybody have any questions about that?
Motion to approve.
Yeah, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Public testimony. Any strange sensation of the
other? You're welcome to have a seat.
You want to sit with us?
Yeah.
Okay, Lance Shelsey with Air Room Architects, and I am back since the last meeting. And so we took the board's recommendations, pretty much everything they suggested, went back to the homeowner and sold them on a better design than what we originally proposed, much more compatible with the existing structure. And so this is the result of the revisions as agreed upon by all the parties, and looking for an approval tonight.
Yeah, so we had a very long conversation about this at the last meeting.
Yep. So we took the limestone accent sill and obviously made it underneath the windowsills to kind of match what the existing was, and pretty much a mirror of the existing one-story structure right on the other side of the house. So.
Cool. Anybody have any comments? Anybody have any concerns?
It just looks good.
Looks great.
If I could just quickly note, just so everybody's in the know, Lance has not had a chance to resubmit the drawings for review by the building department yet, but we wanted to make sure to get in front of the commission on the schedule line. So the appropriate motion would just to be to approve and contingent on that all of these are included in the final plans. I'll send them to Chairman Zarowski so he can confirm that on behalf of the commission, and then we would issue the certificate of appropriateness.
I think we're all good. Thanks for the effort.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I think it's... Yes. Yes, they are happy. Obviously, it's a little more expensive, but they, it's the end result is much positive, much more positive.
So moved.
Would be appropriate to take a motion. That we would issue the certificate contingent on the fact that those are all right, so we can do that here with the court.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to issue a certificate of appropriateness?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Looks good.
Have a good evening. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks.
And thanks for doing good.
Yeah. Convey our good wishes to your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks.
People that appreciate good advice.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, that's how it's supposed to
that's
work.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a great story for the newsletter.
Yeah.
Great experience. Okay, what else do we have? Commissioner Simons?
So I don't know how this works, but I would love to continue a little bit of the discussion of how you guys are picking properties and
this is not Rosemary Woods 18-minute gap for purposes of the tape.
Let's see, communications research. Cal's not here. Know that he's working on his stuff. Dave's not here to talk about white paper. Anything more about communication with realtors?
In conversation.
Okay. Let's talk about at-risk properties.
There are currently six properties on the significant list that are
for sale,
and they have all been on the market, for some time. That includes Wright's Ingalls House across from you. The Women's Club seems to be off the market again. That seems to come on and off. And I had a question about that. Somebody told me a while back that the stage area, living room area, had an easement on it and could not be changed. I mean,
I've heard that too. I don't know.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting.
I've never read anything that says that, but
yeah,
I've heard that,
so. I just thought that was interesting.
I haven't heard anything about the Winslow House. Have you guys heard anything about the new owners of the Winslow House?
Not since the transfer tax, which I shared that information, really just their owners' names is all
yeah.
we have.
Means they're making an effort to reach out. Have they moved in? Do we know?
I don't. I could ask utility. Utility billing is usually the way that we can confirm occupancy, but other than that, we don't have any means.
Any other concerns about significant properties?
I just wanted to note that a couple months ago we had talked about 520 Forest,
yep.
And haven't heard from that potential buyer for some time now. I'm not sure if there was lost interest or not, but since it is just given the lot and the condition, a potential risk for demolition, we've kept an eye on it.
This is the one that I was going to contact Doug Gilbert. Because one of the things that we thought as a group that we were kind of scratching our heads, looking a little bit more closely at it, 524?
520 Forest.
520 Forest.
Yeah. And we did, though, get in the building department was contacted by an owner inquiring about permit processing and things like that with intention to restore it. But again, that's
yep.
kind of... Yeah, it's kind of as wishy-washy as any of the demo interest we've gotten. As far as I know, there's not been any contract or anything on the property, just potential buyers doing their homework. So we'll keep you updated, though, certainly.
Okay, nothing new with the website. Anything going on with the communications audit?
Yeah, so the audit's finished, the report's out there. I guess where we are generally in communications with the village is the board on Monday agreed to move forward with some social media efforts, some Facebook things like that, as well as awarded a contract to a company to redesign the website. So we'll be working with the communications team and the website team on that, and certainly kind of,
We'd love to have some input on our part of a website if we can.
Yeah, certainly with the page. You know, additionally, I think a lot of it's kind of content based, you know, what new content mm-hmm. the HPC would like on it. But certainly, you know.
I think the content is okay. I think what we talked about as a group is that it's not visually stimulating. Yeah, you know, it's a lot of words, and websites aren't about words.
Sure.
It's not what gets people to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great resource. I mean, it is, but yeah. I think if it was more visually stimulating.
The other thing that I'd like to do with it is to change the URL so that you guys can use it as, you know, so I don't even know what it is now, but, you know, at least make it like /history or store preservation or something that you guys can put on your material to direct people to it.
Mm-hmm. That would be helpful.
Yeah, at least a little bit more easy. It makes it at least have a little bit more of a unique feel as this organization's page, this commission's page. But yeah, we can certainly continue to talk about the layout as we get closer to that.
If we can go back to the at-risk properties, I noticed in the building and zoning report for January 2017, a sharp increase in the number of demolitions in fiscal year 2017. It's more than fiscal year 2015 and 16 combined. Now, not all of those obviously are significant properties, but it does mean that folks are
building.
Scouting around.
And I would, as I have said in the past, to be very aware of properties that are larger, you know, wider than 50 feet, because those are the ones that mm-hmm. people want to build big houses.
Yeah. Or corner lots.
Or corner lots, yeah.
You sent me a note about Dave's issue. Dave had a few things to report. One was that he had worked on a lamppost design for the
700 block of William. Yeah, so Commissioner Randall Ogden couldn't be here tonight, but sent a couple of notes. He was having the two lampposts that he designed, you know, kind of sketched up for the 700 block of William, their historic anniversary, and he sent them out to be priced. That's kind of where he is on that. And then additionally, he's been working with our public works staff on trying to help them find a solution for replacing the windows at the pump house, which is a historic significant structure. And so I know they've kind of hit a lot of snafus, a couple, people that just haven't given good quotes or aren't interested in the business, but he, I think, is feeling better about it. They're meeting with a different window supplier next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, about those. While I'm at it, too, before I forget, the latest on the tablets or engraved stones from Washington School, we did talk to the school district again, kind of moving forward with that. For all intents and purposes, they seem serious and engaging in that. They're looking to do some pricing in the next couple of months, and then that's probably a project that they would do with one of the stones over at the administrative building, District 90's administrative building, this summer. But that still leaves one of them seeking a home. I'm not sure. yes, I know. You know, and I know last time.
Wouldn't want to disturb this historic ball.
I know last time Commissioner Randall Ogden had made some suggestions, but I guess to the extent that this commission wants to have input on that, it's welcomed by the village. So.
Do we want to talk about that anymore? Yeah. Right. No window replacement reviews in the last month. That just takes us to the stuff for the map. But before we get to that, I guess, are we good for next month's meeting? I guess would be one question to ask the group just to make sure that we're good.
Which day is that again?
The regularly scheduled date would be March 23rd, Thursday, March 23rd. So the fourth Friday of March.
Hang on a second, because see the, there you go.
We will very likely be upstairs for that meeting. I'll make sure to send a note on that.
I am, that is spring break for the University of Illinois. And I think that we're probably going to be away. So that's just me.
Maybe we can just check with the other.
I'll send a note.
I'm going to wait until after preservation to go to the program. I don't want my priorities.
Well, I can ask the University of Illinois to change the week. And I'll let you know when they stop laughing.
Say hello to the maximum leader for us.
Okay, well, let's talk about the list.
I'll jump in. Okay. So, I apologize. I know I'm one of the last to be getting on board with this, but as I said, the early part of this year was extremely busy, and I've been carrying this book around with me. It has seen the inside of several airplanes now. And every time I can get half an hour, I take and sit down with it. And the thing that's making it go so slow for me is I started looking through it, and at first it's like, well, you know, I mean, yeah, well, you know, but I mean, I've been living in the village for 20 years, so some of the homes I know, and I like walking in the village, so, you know, my wife and I, so a lot of this house has stood out right away, right? And then you're getting familiarity with it, and then I realized that what the criteria I was using was, oh, I love that house, right? And I thought, well, that's not a good approach. So I took a step back, and I thought there's got to be some criteria to apply, and I thought, well, the obvious criteria is architects, right? So, you know, if the house has the architect listed, if I don't know who the architect is, and some of them I do, but if I don't, then I go and research who that architect is, right? And I started creating a list of criteria that I'm using. And I actually think now that I've seen this revised way that you did it, it's close to you. It's in the sense that my first criteria was, you know, is it a famous architect? And the difference is I also had builder because of the Burma brothers, right? Yep. And so it's like, okay, architects and builders. And then it's like, okay, right, coincident with that is architectural style. So if we have a bunch of that are prairie style and we have a bunch that are, you know, Italianate, then great, okay? And then it's historical significance, right? Like the yep. like the Accardo house, right? I mean, it's just got significance. Or the pump house for me is a building that's been here in the village for a long time, things like that. But then I started thinking outside of that, which started to get into, well, what's the purpose of the map, right? I mean, I understand the purpose of the map is to say these are historic locations, but maybe the map should also include indications of, like, do you want to take a historic walk through River Forest, or do you want to take a walk to see some of the architectural, you know, wonders? It seems like
absolutely. That, I mean, I think that's part of what we're trying to get at is to create a resource for people to get to know our town.
Well, and I think the map can help them with that, right? Short biographies of some of these architects or short biographies of the Burma brothers, or here's a route that you can take to see this styled house. I mean, Oak Park seems to have done a great job of making something out of that, right?
Sure.
And then I started to go a little bit beyond that, like, you know, I listed it as curb appeal, but what I really mean is, like, you go to see some of the houses, and they're historic houses, and they're beautiful houses, but the property owner's not taking care of, you know, the landscaping, right? And so when you're standing at the curb, it's like, you know, the lawn is patchy, and, you know, the bushes are scraggly or whatever, and it's like, well, do you want that on the, you know, want that on the list, or do you not want that? It might be historic, but people are going to be using this as a resource,
well,
and we want to point them at things.
Does everybody mind being on the list?
Right.
Yeah, that's something to check.
So we did get one person who caught wind of the map being considered, you know, being developed, and they wanted to know if their house was going to be on the map.
because they did not want it on the map? Or?
Well, they didn't say.
She didn't indicate, you know.
But, you know, it's like.
I didn't ask.
There's that. There's
one
that,
of the things that we've said is that we're gonna make a judgment, and then we're going to just inform people.
I think, courtesy.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
think
just
it's.
Just like
nice.
You know, sort of somebody says.
Well, but it's not.
I want to be the ghost house.
The house, the Frank Lloyd Wright, that's right near the 19th century women's club. I don't think it's called that anymore in Oak Park, right?
Oh, yeah, the one across
but the street. But the gorgeous house that mm-hmm. is classic, right, yes, like yes. at the peak of his powers, right? I knew the people who owned it previously, and they hated that they had bought that house because, like, one Christmas they were sitting in their family room or the front room, and there were Japanese tourists standing on their, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the porch area, taking pictures into the house, and you know, so it's not a small thing if they're if they're going to prove it, right?
Well, I'd say Franklin Wright fanatics probably fall into a unique category.
But there's five or six of these
yeah,
here,
absolutely.
And
there are.
There are houses here that are clearly in that style that are, you know.
No, I think it's a courtesy.
That's what we're saying.
We would
be glad to, but if someone doesn't want,
and a big, bold letter somewhere, it should also.
A paragraph about their house.
Yeah, and somewhere it should say, these are private residences. Please respect.
Yeah, on the map.
Yeah, I think that's
so. I guess the question is, I don't know if everybody feels it's the same, you know, that it just took me longer to get to it and everybody feels that way, or if it's something that we should formalize in selecting the houses. You know,
I would say something like landscaping is such a changing thing, right? I mean, you just don't know. I mean,
but it changes more with the owner than
right,
with the
owner.
Right,
or
someone
gets sick and they can't, there's an inability to keep up with the landscape, whatever it is. So, I mean, certainly as an architect and, you know, with an appreciation for history, those are sometimes the coolest things that I like to come up on. It's like, you know, because everybody else is kind of like, that house, it's got the burnt down lawn. But it's like, you know that it's a, you know, it's a special house.
But this is how we're presenting ourselves to people who might come into the village and pick this up and say, you know, if we're trying to generate the excitement that Oak Park generates with people wanting to come to the village because of the architectural history.
You can't control that. I mean,
yeah, I know. I know.
Today and now.
I know.
And
I know.
2 years from now.
Yeah.
I know.
And I think also the criteria for having these homes be significant properties is the exterior architecture itself rather than landscaping or.
My point is that's not the main point. Okay,
it's a
so
point.
What I'm saying is,
mm-hmm.
I think that what I'm asking is, should we kind of formalize and say there are some criteria that we're trying to get ex Burma Brother houses, all the Frank Lloyd Wrights?
Well, here's
you
what
know,
we, here's what we discussed at the last meeting was right. that we still we want a code. We want, one of the things that I really want to do is I want to have all the homes that are designed by architects and builders noted on the map.
I think
there might not be
yeah.
a paragraph about each of them, but if you want to go look at the Burma Brother houses, you can go look for the green houses, and you'll be able to see all the Burma Brothers houses. And that's something that someone might want to do. Right?
I think the impetus to this probably starts almost a year and a half ago when the Alliance of Illinois Historic Preservation Commissions had a meeting over in Oak Park that I attended, and one of the presentations was by the chairman of the Maywood Commission. At that meeting, he gave out copies of maps that they had done.
Yeah.
And what their map does effectively is it highlights, I don't know, 16 or 20 homes in the area with a little blurb, and it's something, here you go, John, and it's the kind of thing that I brought a couple copies back to the commission and said, you know, maybe we should do something like this. I think
you said, how come they did this? I mean, you don't have something.
Slightly
Maywood.
Different accent.
Well,
slightly more nasal.
And there's more for us in
there
terms
is.
Of the in terms of the village and its history, right, and
oh,
the houses
absolutely.
That we have,
yeah.
right. I mean, I've yet to have somebody who comes from out of town to see me, as I'm driving through River Forest to the house with them, right, typically from like O'Hare or from Chicago, doesn't say, wow.
Yeah.
Right? Just because the tree, you know, the trees over the street and the, you know, how many trees we have and the beauties of the house, the beauty of the houses. And I don't even own a historic house, but when they get out and they see the clay tile roof and the red brick and the deep eaves, I mean, they look at that and their usual reaction is, God, I always wanted a house like this. And they may have nicer houses or more expensive houses, but they don't have the, I don't know what you would call it, the curb appeal that a lot of the houses in River Forest have, right? They're driving through the community and they're impressed, right? So again, what this is leading up to is, if we're going to, you know, do this, then we're picking a selection of houses that we can only do 20 or 30, right?
Right.
So my question is, what's the criteria for whittling it down on those 20 or 30? Is it just us voting and cumulatively we say five people like this and four people like this, so we take the top 30? Or should it be three of those houses should be Burma houses? Because, you know, we can only give so many. We can note all the Burma houses, but we can only list so many this way, right, with the brief description.
Absolutely.
You know.
But if you go through here, Burma built, and here are all the Burma houses in River Forest, and if you find the Frank Lloyd Wright, so you can choose.
Right, I agree with,
you know,
that. But
at least one Burma built, you know, maybe more Frank Lloyd Wright. But
right now we're going through, I think, and saying, I like that house, right? Mm-hmm. It was really helpful for me to have the 70 that you picked, because the 70 really, I've gone through every house up to this point, but I pay special attentions to the ones that are on the list of 70. And then I compare it to what everybody else has picked, right? How many people voted for it. And that, you know, I'm not going to lie, that sways me, right? But you know, I don't know if there are any Burmas in yours, right? So every Frank Lloyd Wright should be on there, but on the map. But
should every Frank
Lloyd Wright? Every Frank Lloyd Wright be in here? You know, we should pick the top three, right? Again, I'm not picking three for any reason. I'm just saying if we think of the categories here, architects, architectural styles, we should sample all the styles.
Well, when I was looking at this today, because I think John has done a very good job of saying, you know, how many somewhere along here?
The last one.
How many, you know, people chose, you know, a certain house? And I think perhaps to start that way saying, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 commissioners like this Frank Lloyd Wright, but only three like that. And, you know, I think there are a lot on here which only, you know, one person has chosen, or maybe two. And to see, I think we probably could come to some kind of consensus rather than saying, well, we need three Wrights and three Burmas and two of so-and-so, and, you know, rather than making that criteria, to see where it lies. We can always list, you know, as you say, by color, you know, Burma houses, all green, you know, on the map. There's a green spot. You know, all the Frank Lloyd Wrights have a red spot, a blue spot for, you know, Drummond. And, you know, go that way.
But I think you do need, you know, not everybody knows Burma, so you kind of do need a little paragraph about Burma.
I would love to have the architect, if we pick architects and say we want to make sure these are noted, I think we should have a little short biography, right? But to your point, which is, I'm fine with whatever the criteria is. What I'm arguing for, I think, is if we haven't already thought it through, we should explicitly just state a few criteria that we're trying to accomplish with the houses that we list in this fashion, right? And again, I'm thinking of what this would mean if I'm picking it up from outside the village, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm in Oak Park wanting to see the Oak Park or the Frank Lloyd Wrights, and if I don't come to River Forest to see the Frank Lloyd Wrights, I've missed something. I mean, I have. Some of these houses are stunning and, you know, spectacular, right? The one on Auvergne or whatever.
The Winslow.
Yeah. It's really, if you don't see that, you come to Oak Park, you're missing something.
What I tried to do when going through these is, obviously, it's got to be a significant property.
Yes.
Secondly, there are some, there are sort of certain categories.
Yeah.
There are a couple of homes in the village that predate 1870. They probably should be noted. There are several of the Thatcher homes, all of the Blocky House, that are all of also Trailside Museum. I think there are four, if I remember correctly, three or four. Those should be noted simply because they're grand homes. I don't necessarily know that you can say we're going to pick X number, whatever the number is, and cap it with any of the particular architects, simply because, at least for our village, William Drummond, who was a resident for 40 years and was a commissioner on various village commissions for 30-something years, and in his time was just a touch behind Wright in terms of recognition, probably should get the most level of recognition because of the majority of his homes in the Chicagoland area happen to be in this community.
And I'm not arguing at this point for any single criteria.
Oh, sure.
Okay. What I'm saying is maybe we should have some criteria. I would hate to see Drummond be featured, and I think it was Van Bergen, if I remember right, mm-hmm. who was also at Sullivan Studio, and some of his houses are fantastic, and we don't show that in the pictures, right? And again, I'm not saying it has to be. I don't want, when I say pick three, maybe that's the wrong way to say it. I would say that who we consider to be important architects and builders, or locations that have significant historical meaning. Like, let's take the Carter House.
Start with diversity, and then.
You know, narrow it down.
And then fill in from there.
And I also think a mix of public and private is also good, whether it's, the library where people can actually go into it.
Yeah, I think the public buildings are really important.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some really important public
a lot of buildings here, yeah.
Having said that, I think one of the few things you do kind of have to cap those, the absolute number, at which point in time it becomes less usable and too unwieldy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that number is. If you want to note all the Drummond houses on the map, like with something like color, I don't know if that becomes unwieldy. In terms of, can they identify the houses if they want to see all the Drummond houses?
Most of them are in this. A lot of them are in the same area. So
if it's going to be this level of detail, is it going to be? Yeah, because they do tend to cluster, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
I mean they tend to cluster mm-hmm. a lot.
And we have a good map that locates each house on each. No, it would be lot by lot, right?
Yeah. One of the things I was thinking about, too, is we can always, and I don't know to what extent the information would be, but you can add one of those little scan codes if someone wants additional information.
Mm-hmm. Go to VRF/ mm-hmm. Historic Preservation.
Yeah.
Well, this
we can develop our own app.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, Elmhurst does.
Elmhurst.
Yeah.
Well, and they are now number eight on the list of
so cranes. Yeah.
I think Elgin now has it so that you can get all the information on your phone so that
let's start with a map.
Yes, I know. I just want to say I took a quick look here, and there's 69 properties on this.
What is that map?
It's in the back here. So, they're all little squares numbered.
You can get 69 properties on it.
I think they're...
Two of which have since been demolished.
Sorry, I can't read this anymore. There may be 75. But anyway, 69, 75.
Yeah, I mean, I feel confident that we can make this very legible. So the guys that did the survey have a good map. They can help us color code it. We can, we can look at it and kind of talk as a group. Hey, what do we think? Is it too much? It might be. I don't know. I tend to think that.
Well, I'm going to, my plan is to do something like this mm-hmm. and indicate the places that I think by
Sorry,
whatever.
Sorry, tonight's your last night.
Yeah.
We decided.
Well, I think the best thing to do is to start with the largest number. I know I did like 21 because that was the number on the Maywood one. Narrow it down.
I do want to emphasize that we have stretched this out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like we started telling people about it like 4 months ago, and the fact that we haven't made any progress, that is kind of like so. Is it done yet? It's like we haven't even started yet.
Well, I'll have it to you shortly.
I think it would be good to get this out, like by the end of April,
no, that's
beginning of May, because people start
saying,
walking around
really,
then.
I mean,
you know, people can use it.
If you want to have input, you gotta.
I'll give you 20 tonight.
Right Plus is in May. It's the third weekend in May. And you want to have something that people can actually access, because Right Plus draws people from all over the world. And this is a way of spurring interest in the village. You know, one of the things that I've said innumerable times between Oak Park, which self-identifies with preservation, River Forest, and Riverside, it's an amazing collection of residences and civic buildings. And, you know, getting that information out, I think River Forest is a touch behind Riverside, and certainly well behind well behind Oak Park. But, you know, we're coming up on the outside, as they say.
Yep. So, what do we want to talk about tonight?
Well, I'm sorry, just to close this off one more way. Some houses seem to have been not put on the list, and I was curious as to why. Like, when you walk down Oak Avenue, the house that looks very much like the Frank Lloyd Wright's dog, I think it's like 7314, I was walking by it today. We're talking about just there by...
That one on the north side of the street?
On the north side of the
street.
That's
been totally that... Put an addition was put on, that's been totally re
so it's
done
no
to look,
longer,
make it look
but
like
it's on the significant properties, but is it and it's got a historic plaque on the front, right? So I'm just curious as to why it was not considered. I mean, I'm just, it goes to the question of why maybe some places have not been.
I'm not sure that's a significant property.
You don't like the guy.
Well, I'm just curious.
Not true.
Well, it could be. It's a better reason to curb
no
appeal. It is in here. God, it took me a little while to realize this was going backwards. Yeah. It's in here, isn't it? It's on Oak. In the wrong place.
That's like at Oak and Bonnie Bray. Oak and, yeah.
No, I can't find it. This house. Mahler was the architect. It's the F.A. Bell House. It's a prairie style. It's got right here on the wall a historic preservation plaque right here at the entrance. I'm just kind of curious.
Does it say anything about the plaque? Does it say anything about the?
No.
I mean, anybody can get a plaque, I guess.
I want to say this was the.
Does it say National Trust?
I want to know. Well, I'll take a look.
I would be surprised if it...
National Trust, but it did say something that was... But again, I've always walked past it, thought it was in some way
cool.
Frank Lloyd Wright. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mm-hmm. I was curious if I was missing something, like what's causing people to eliminate it. Like nobody thought this was worth putting on the list, and I thought maybe I'm missing something.
Maybe it's because we don't know Mahler. Mm-hmm. I don't,
okay.
Personally.
Okay, all right. I'll get this done. I'll have it to you in a couple days.
Cool.
One of the things that may speed up the process is reading the other thing.
Yes.
Which is about 50 or 60 pages.
Yeah.
You skim it, it'll really
give you...
You
think that's going to speed up my process?
Yeah. Well, I think it will, because you'll be scratching your head saying, so what's this mean?
At this point, I think I've got most of the architects identified and I've done all that research.
No, but it'll also...
This is my second time through the book.
It'll also talk about the way the village was physically developed,
yeah,
and will give you a sense as to why something's clustered in certain areas.
We'll certainly have something like that, you know, the Cliff Notes version of that in the map.
Okay.
To kind of just give people an overview of how the forest developed. And
okay. All right.
What we have today.
Well, I'll give you 13 tonight, and I expect that to be about half of what I'm going to recommend.
Cool. Okay, well, get your stuff to John in the next couple of weeks so that next month we can feel good about it.
Yeah, it'll be sooner than that. This has gotten a lot of attention for me since things slowed down with the firm, so it became normal.
Cool.
Michael, maybe just when you think you've got me the final batch, let me know. You know, when you say this is the end of my submissions, just because then I'll mark them in and I'll submit them.
Do you want me to mark them on here?
And
is this the version you sent today? I think it was, or yesterday you sent an updated version.
Yes, I said.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So I'll just take them, put it right in there.
Right.
Okay, and
so, you know, from my perspective, historic places are a little bit less subjective. So, like Dave said, there's several Thatcher family houses that are on the list because they're the ones that...
Although, interestingly enough, the multiple Thatcher families weren't necessarily related to each other,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting.
I didn't know that.
They just happened to all congregate.
Kind of thatched together.
That's a, yeah.
So there's five Thatcher houses. There's the Cargo House. Why is the Blocky House historic?
That's one of the Thatcher-esque homes, mm-hmm. in terms of the type. Is it the Blocky House, the one that we gave the award to?
Correct.
Where the folks redid, mm-hmm. their brick?
Brickwork, the million new bricks,
yeah.
they put in,
yeah.
and stored.
The Gertz House, the biggest estate. I mean, stuff like that. It's hard to...
Okay.
Than the big award. Okay, so maybe we don't need to make any decisions tonight. But
yeah, sorry to ask all questions that you guys are thinking about.
It's part of the process.
It's absolutely,
yeah, absolutely.
Overwhelming.
Better to do it right than fast at the end of the world.
We took about a year and a half to review all these submissions on a monthly basis, so.
It's nice to. I didn't realize we had Jensen Parks.
Well,
yeah, we had.
They're very hard to see.
Yeah.
Most of the plantings are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what's left?
One of the houses has like a Jensen. I don't know, landscaping they think was done on the house. I didn't realize he was that active in River Falls. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's truly impressive. I mean, you start looking at history of architecture.
If if Oak Park wasn't there, we would have we would have a lot of the acclaim that Oak Park does.
Tell you, I don't understand why we can't. Yeah, I mean, I hope it's our goal to bring that same acclaim to here, because I can't believe we wouldn't have that. You know.
Well, you know, certainly Oak Park has had a lot of pride for a while. The Home and Studio Foundation, they really are the ones that have kind of driven that whole perspective. And, you know, when I was in college, that's really when it was just starting. I mean, they were just, you know, poking holes in the walls to see what was behind, you know, stuff that had been covered up for years. So, I mean, everything happens in its own course. But let's move on.
All right.
So, I think we're in pretty good shape, or we might actually have a record setting.
So the question is, are we going to have a picture of the Isabel Roberts house with the tree on the map? It's one of the reasons why people know it.
The poor tree.
Yeah. Poor tree finally bought it.
Any other new business?
Well, I'll send a note about the meeting so we can get that scheduled out.
Do I have a move for adjournment?
So moved.
Seconded.